from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The do not use signs have gone up at the four outdoor skating rinks maintained by City Hall. That's due to the mild weather and prediction of rain this week. So you're asked to stay off the skate path at the Hollinger Park, both rinks at Roy Nicholson Park, and the one outside the Mountjoy Arena. Once the temperature drops again, the city will reopen the rinks as soon as possible. The Timmins Community Park Association is putting some fun into Family Day Monday at Hollinger Park. Besides the usual skating on the skate path, the organization is offering hot dogs, hot chocolate, popcorn, and marshmallow toasting. Volunteer Shannon Johnston says among the many highlights is the cardboard box costume parade.
The event is absolutely free. You bring yourself and bring the kiddos.
If you don't have your own skates, there are plenty available to borrow inside the TCPA trailer. They're also free. All the activities run from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. China is accusing the United States of illegally flying high-altitude balloons in its airspace over the past year. A Chinese official claims there have been 10 American balloons flown over the country without its permission. The accusation comes after 4 unidentified objects have been shot down over North America, including one over Yukon and one over Lake Huron in the last 8 days. American officials deny there are any balloons currently or have in the past over Chinese airspace. The head of the International Olympic Committee says government should not be deciding who participates in international sporting events. Thomas Bach is rejecting a call from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that Russian athletes be banned completely from next year's Summer Olympics in Paris. Zelensky says their presence under any circumstances would be a manifestation of violence. The IOC has only been willing to go as far as allowing Russian athletes to compete under a neutral flag. Well, we've been talking the last few weeks during our local history feature about the first Timmins Curling Club. Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman has told us how it was built and officially opened in 1924 in the building now home to the Cassidy Armory.
The curling rink and the club continued right up until 1940. But during the Second World War, the curling rink itself was commandeered by the Department of National Defense. And it was taken over for war purposes to do some training and to do all of those wonderful things.
DND held on to the building after the war, and curlers were absorbed by the McIntyre Dome and South Porcupine Clubs. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.